Welcome to Fate, Family, and the Force. I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Oliver.
Fate, Family, and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as Olivers in the Air Force.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about 2021 goals and resolutions. But first, a word from our sponsors that make all this possible.
Guys, it's February, and we're going to talk about resolutions because by the time you're listening to this in February, you probably have not caught back up on your resolutions you made in January for the new year. So welcome to Faith, Family, and the Force, and we're going to dive right in about resolutions.
Okay, so before we get to our 2021 goals and resolutions for the year, we're going to take a look back at what our resolutions and goals were for 2020 and see if we accomplished them or not.
Yes, so I'm a little petrified because, as everyone knows, my memory is terrible. But luckily for me, my beautiful and fortunate wife, she wrote down all our goals last year in her huge planner that's taking up half of our bed right here.
Okay, so I'll just read you the list. So mine was read at least 24 books, which I did. Run a 5K, which I did not do. Join a gym and go consistently, which I did pretty well, minus when, you know, COVID and everything shut down and I couldn't go to the gym. And then write down a prayer every day in my planner, which I did. I mean, I did not do every single day, but like for the most part, I did really well at that.
So, like, you did, like, 300 out of 365 days, you think, or more?
I think I did more.
You think you did more?
Yeah, I think probably, I would guess, I wrote down 350 out of 365.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And honestly, it made my prayer life so much better.
I'm impressed because I struggle with writing stuff down anyways. So, I, like, that's awesome.
Yeah, if I could recommend anything to people, if you are struggling with prayer, maybe this wouldn't work for you, but it helped me so much. And I would just write down at the end of the day a short prayer, nothing crazy. And sometimes it would be long and I would get, you know, way into it. But 99% of the time, it would just be a short prayer, something that was on my mind or that happened. Or if we saw, like, family or friends that day, I would be like, thank you for them and pray, da 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 da, you know, whatever was going on in their life. And I 100% recommend.
That's awesome. So my goals for 2020, so this is last year, was to read a devotional every day, write down Jude's story. So I have this, I had this fantastic idea last year to write down like a children's book type thing for Jude, specifically for him, and read at least 24 books. So I did not accomplish any of that. However, I did read a ton of books with my deployment and just different things in COVID. COVID probably should have given the world all the time in the world to read. So no, you know, like no excuse there. But I will say that, like, I did not read a devotional every day, and I'm very, very bad about stockpiling these really cool devotionals, like, in my office, on my bookshelf, and just never reading them, because I'll start reading them, and then after a week or two, I'm just like, this isn't doing it for me, don't like this, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I think we did find what was helpful, though, especially when Oliver was gone, on the Bible app, you can pick just short devotional plans, or they have long ones too, I guess. But we would do like, a 12-day plan, a 5-day plan, you know, whatever, and read it together on each of our Bible apps. And I think that's helpful because then you're like, not like, oh my gosh, I have to read this 365. I can't miss a day at all. When you're, you know, maybe it's a little bit easier to be like, okay, I'm just going to read this 1 week plan and not miss a day. And I can do that, you know?
Absolutely. And we're for sure going to talk about some ways to stick to your resolutions and goals here in a little bit once we cover our sweet baby Jude's goals for 2020. Last year, he was born at the end of 2019. And then so his big first year of life was in 2020.
Yes. So his goals were to sit up, roll over, crawl, eat solid foods, and say mama and dada. And he crushed it. He did the best out of all of us. He accomplished all the goals and some.
Absolutely. Jude was just an extraordinarily, like, awesome baby doing all the cool things. We also had marriage goals, and I would highly recommend this to couples, just to sit down and talk to, like, the vector that they want for their marriage coming up in the year. And so for us, the thing was, if you've been faithful listeners, that we're big about Major League Baseball stadiums, and we were planning on going to at least one, and we didn't get to do that. However, we took Jude camping. That was one of our goals, and that didn't make it in our marriage goal because we love the outdoors, and that was a big deal for us.
And Jude loved camping because he loves being outside, and he loved the tent. He loved it, everything.
Also, we wanted to have a better Sabbath in 2020 and carry that over into 2021 and so on and so on, just because, like...
Explain what that is.
So...
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to explain it? Okay. So Sabbath is just like a day of rest, and, you know, it talks about that in the Bible if you're familiar with that. And so we wanted to do better on Sundays, just really resting and not being on our phones a bunch, not just watching TV all day, but getting outside and just really spending time together, spending time reading, whatever was kind of restful for us at the end of the week, and how we could start the new week well, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. That's how I would describe it. And it necessarily didn't mean we didn't go anywhere, like, because we still went to church, and if we wanted to go get McAllister's or Zaxby's, but we couldn't go to Chick-fil-A because it's closed on Sunday, we still did those things, but we just did it very intentionally and everything. And our next thing in 2020 that we did was to decide on a church, and we love the church we go to. It's a little bit of a drive, but not too bad, but we enjoy it.
It's worth the drive for sure. And we found some awesome, just a good community there. We'll talk about that more in a later episode, but very happy with it.
Yes. Our last goal was 2020 was to get tattoos. That didn't happen. Whether it's COVID or us just kind of, when I say us, I mean me being lazy about it and not knowing exactly what I want. Whatever, that's a whole nother conversation for another time. But on to 2021. So these are more fresh in my head because it's more recent. So for me, I'll just speak through them real quick, is that I want to run a half marathon. I want to get in better physical shape. I want to read more. So back to the reading thing, you'll see a common trend among that in our family. And I want to be a better gift giver. If anyone knows me, like, I can give stuff, but I'm just not that great when it comes to being an intentional, like, giving birthday gifts or surprises or just, you know, gifts for thinking of people and whatnot. I'm stoked about this half marathon because I've actually started training for it and running consistently, and, like, I have an app. I even, like, my money is where my mouth is, and I bought, like, a bracelet that measures my heart rate, my stress, and all this cool stuff. And, like, I'm really geeking out over it and kind of obsessing it. But I really want to make this happen, so I'm working towards it.
Yeah, I think you've done really well so far. So mine are not, they're kind of, I guess, harder to judge the outcome because they're kind of not vague, but don't have, like, a clear set end goal. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So my big thing was Jude and I are at home, you know, most of the day together. And so I wanted to not be on my phone, like, less time on my phone, and not have the TV on throughout the day when Jude and I are, like, playing and doing stuff. And so far, we've done pretty well at that. And it's really, I can tell a difference. And I think it's been really good for both of us, for me and Jude. And then also I picked a word for the year, just to, like, always be thinking about, and when I'm considering, you know, different things to do, I want that word to be, you know, part of my decision-making process. And so my word for the year is hospitality, and that's really important to me. I just want to open up our home to people and love on them and, you know, be good friends to people and be very intentional with our relationships and with our home and our time and our money.
Absolutely. Jude's 2021 goals, he will probably crush these as well because he is just a little champion, is to learn more words, and he is slowly but surely doing that. He needs to get his first haircut. I'm dreading that.
Oliver's very nervous about it. So it might be towards the end of 2021 when he gets his first haircut.
And he is planning on being weaned off of his breastfeeding habit he currently has.
I don't know if Jude's planning on it, but we're that's the goal. We're going to try. So we'll see how it goes. I think he can do it.
Absolutely. I don't see why I couldn't.
And I picked a word for the year for Jude, which is rise. He's going to, in many ways.
For sure. For sure. So, oh yeah, we have family goals as well for 2021. And I'll just run through those. Like, we want to take a family vacation, which hopefully most families are like, yes, let's get out of the house. Let's get and go explore and do that. Be more hospitable and generous, like Annabeth spoke about a minute ago. Sunday sit down. So this is kind of, we're not talking WWE SmackDown here, but like Sunday sit downs where we just have sit down, have a good conversation, spend time together. We do our marriage journal together. Exactly. And also like my word for the day, or excuse me, for the year, sometime, definitely not today, not being very much gratitude going on today, but for the year is gratitude. So I'm pretty stoked about that. It's a good vector for 2021. Mm-hmm. Okay, Annabeth. So question, what is some advice or like wisdom you would be for giving people to like set up how they're going to find goals and resolutions, because everyone does a classic, like get fit, you know, read more, like, which we're big readers. So that is a good goal. Like you do that, you know, you do you boo, but like, how would you tell people to like mold their goals and resolutions for the year?
I think the biggest thing is no matter what your goal is, whether it's to run or to go to the gym or, you know, to read every day, whatever you want your goals to be, pick a place and a time and do it. Like, just every morning I'm going to get up and I'm going to go run. Or every morning I'm going to get up and read my Bible. Or, you know, if you want to go to church, like every Sunday we're going to the 9:45 service. And if you have that place and time, then I think you're less likely to blow it off. Because if you're like, oh, I'll work out at some point today, and you don't have that same place and time, you do it every day consistently, then you're way more likely to be like, oh, well, I'll skip today. Or, oh, I ran out of time again. Like, dang it, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing, and just make it a priority. Like, if you want to change your life in that way and to better yourself in that way, it needs to be a priority, and you can't skip it unless you have a legitimate reason.
Absolutely. And I think to tag team that, I would say something for me that I've been doing specifically for running and reading is having people hold me accountable. And it's not like being like, you know, the old like high school thing, hey, you're my accountability partner. It's more of like, I bring it up in conversation, like with my running and training for this half marathon and with reading books. I'll even ask my friends who I know they don't read, like, I'll just be like, have you read any good books lately? And they're like, yeah, in 12th grade. And I'm just like, oh, you probably should pick up a book. But I would, you know, that gets it fresh in their mind and kind of not like I'm showing off or anything, but like, the things that are important to you are the things that you talk about and that you enjoy talking about, and putting that, being in that environment, like Annabeth spoke about, and also having that accountability of knowing, like your friends knowing that something you're doing and, you know, speaking to it is going to help you stick with your resolution, because I'm willing to bet most people who are like us or more like me and Annabeth are sitting here like, oh my gosh, like I remember making resolutions on like New Year's Eve and the first week of New Year's, but I can't remember exactly what they were. And I've kind of fallen off the wagon, the resolution wagon.
Yeah. But that's the thing too, I want to say is that yes, you could look at it and be like, oh man, it's already February and I worked out like two times, or I already forgot what my resolution even was or whatever. But then I want to say to you, like, flip that around and realize like it's only February. We still have so much of the year. Like, it's okay to start in February. It's okay to start, you know, in the summer or in August, like in May, whatever, in March, you know, whenever. Like, if you set a goal, like, it's okay to start late and realize like there's still so much of the year. You can start and you can still make a difference in your life, you know.
Absolutely. And so something I kind of pick and realize with my goals and resolutions for the year, because I think it's good to have long-term goals, but you have to, they always talk about, I say they, like, I know all these books I've read and articles and cool people that know much more than we do. Like, it's very logical and understanding to like have short-term goals. Like, you have to have some short-term goals, something that you can just cross off the list. It's like when you make a like to-do list and you write something down and you're like, oh, I can do that really easy. And then you cross it. It's like kind of, it's kindling to get, you know, the fire going, get your goal fire. And so like, I would recommend that. And a lot of that can be just as simple as like little 10-minute, you know, devotionals, readings, or as simple as like, I'm going to go to the gym two times this week. And then like slowly you start ramping it up to more and more, it's things like that. And it's just, it's crazy what we as humans can do. Yeah. Like when we put our minds to it, set goals and resolutions, and it's just insane to think about.
For sure. And like with Oliver, his goal is to run a half marathon, but he's not going out tomorrow and running a half marathon. Like, he's going out tomorrow and running 3 miles maybe. Like, he's slowly building up to it. So you can have that big goal, but don't let that big goal overwhelm you. Like, start, you know, little and build up to the bigger goal.
What would you say about people who are too hard on themselves when they fail their like resolutions, or like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to the gym, or oh my gosh, I'm not running, or oh my gosh, like I'm not reading, like I'm just busy with life and work, like the distractors from my goals and resolutions are getting in the way. Like, what would you say to those people?
Well, one, I think your goals have to be realistic. So, you know, I'm not going to make a goal to like climb Mount Everest this year, because that's not realistic. Like, one, we live in Florida, like where I can't train in any mountains around here, and two, like I have a baby to take care of, you know. So make sure your goals are realistic, first of all. And then second of all, it's okay to try something and it not work out for you. Like, yes, you want to pick a goal that's going to be challenging, like going to the gym and getting in shape. Like, that's going to be difficult and challenging, and that's good. But sometimes, like, you might pick a goal and realize you actually just don't like it. Like, you know, you might want to get in shape and say, okay, well, I'm going to run to get in shape, and then just realize, like, I don't like this. This isn't fun. So it's okay to change how you get in shape. Like, try something else instead, you know?
For sure. We were talking about it the other day on a walk about books, because so, I mean, like we, like I've mentioned a bunch in this episode already, but so many people do reading and fitness as their goals. And those are awesome goals. I'm really big into the mind, body, spirit goals and trying to better yourself and just get to know yourself. Like, kudos. Awesome. Good job. But with reading, something that's super interesting is, I mean, there's billions of books out there, and you have so many different ways you can read, whether that's on your phone, on a Kindle, on an old school book with paper and stuff, whatever those are called, or on your computer, however you get your information now.
But, or you can listen to books.
Or you can listen to books, which I don't think is quite the same as reading. Yeah, I think listening and seeing with your eyes and stuff is a little bit different, but still gets the point of point finished and stuff. So we were talking about with reading, like if you start a book, it's okay if you read a bit of it and you're like, this book kind of sucks. Like, I'm not into this. This is making it more difficult to read because I'm just not into it.
Like, one bad book can like ruin your whole goal. Like, it can make you just stop reading in general instead of being like, I don't like this book, I'm just going to stop and find one that I do like. And if if you find a good book that you can't put down and you are excited about the next book you have picked out, like, you're going to blow through those.
Absolutely. If you find yourself in your bad book situation, put it down. It's a sunk cost. Annabeth can explain all that to you in a Facebook message about sunk costs, because we had this long drawn conversation about it one day. And go out and buy you another book, or ask us for recommendations, because we have tons of books and we love to read, and that'd be something we can do for you.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
With goals and resolutions, I don't know. It's tough. Because you can guide your goals through everything in life, right? Like I said, mind, body, spirit. You know, you can talk about money, your work goals, and like, you can have goals for everything to where you're so goal oriented and then you're so destination driven that you miss the whole journey. And that's a whole philosophical debate that I drove Annabeth crazy with the other night. About like, well, what's more important, the journey or the destination, you know? And I think the correct answer is it's a little bit of both, you know, somewhere right in the middle. But with that being said, I would say, like, don't let your goals be so overbearing that it just is daunting and you just abandon it, because they can be such a good thing to help you get to where you want to see yourself and what you want to be and the best you.
You can do it.
Yeah, just like Nike, just do it.
For sure. Okay, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to share my prayer that I wrote for us.
Send it.
Okay, so at, I think, the first day of the new year, I continued my, you know, goal for 2020 to write down a prayer every day. I continued that, and I'm doing that this year too because I enjoyed it so much. And so the first day of this new year, I went to write down my prayer, and it was turned into a long one, and I just got to thinking about all the things that I knew would happen this upcoming year. Like, I know there's going to be a deployment. I know there's going to be joy. I know there's going to be sorrow, you know, all the things that happen in life. You know, there's conflict and hurt and new beginnings and endings. And so I was thinking about all those things, and I was, you know, just asking myself, okay, when those things happen, what is something that I would need from God? And so I wrote this prayer, and I just want to share it with y'all and encourage you to write a similar prayer for your family for this year, and, you know, write it somewhere where you can go back and look at it throughout the year and see, you know, how God's answering this prayer, and just to remind yourself, like, what you're asking God to do for you and your family this year, you know, during 2021. So it says, God be with us throughout 2021. Help us be grateful and generous. Allow us to open our home to others and let them get a glimpse of your kingdom when they are seated at our table. Help us be intentional with our money, our time, our relationships, and our everyday activities. When there is sorrow, give us sympathy and joy. When there is conflict, give us understanding and gentleness. When there are unknowns, give us peace and patience. When there is distance and deployments, give us love and communication. When there is anger, give us kindness and self-control. When there are endings and new beginnings, give us faithfulness and trust. Help us rise to the challenges that we will face this year. Make us aware of our surroundings and let us continually learn and grow. Give us opportunities to serve, to laugh, to gather, and to make memories. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Let that goodness be passed on to us, and let us pass it on to others.